Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Here's a Thought, the blogcast for people who overthink. I'm Jan M. Flynn. I'm a writer with a busy mind, and I do mean busy like a hamster in a turbocharged wheel. If that describes you sometimes, well, then I'm here to offer you a pause, a break from the voices in your own head, by listening to the ones in mine. Spring has arrived, a time of emergence, of renewal, of cleaning the cobwebs out of our homes, of putting away the winter boots and the heavy sweaters and getting out the tank tops and short skirts and tiny shorts and, oh crap, does any of that stuff still fit? For a good number of us, especially those of us for whom the body positivity movement has been a little late in arriving, the spring breeze carries a whiff of anxiety. Let's confront the fear of squeezing our winter bodies into our skinny summer capris head on. Content warning. Discussion of dieting and distorted body image may be triggering for some. And nothing I'm about to say should be construed as advice. Except, perhaps, for the last bit. My friends, here's how to get to your happy weight without even trying. You know what weight I mean, that number on the scale that you're convinced you should be able to maintain, no matter how much your body resists. It might be a number you got from an ideal weight calculator you found on the internet, but it's more likely it's the one you reached at some point in high school or 2 days before your wedding. Especially if you've attained that number more than once, it's now fixed in your mind as your secret benchmark of worthiness. Double down on that if your romantic interest at the time complimented you on your figure. Never mind that for almost every day of your adult life, that number is stubbornly elusive, requiring a level of self-denial that would make an ascetic monk weep, along with devoting more time to exercise than you do to your family. Your inability to weigh what you think you should, way down deep inside your flagrant flesh, is a constant whisper in your head, reminding you of your failure and your lack of self-control. Society has been very clear about what it wants from your body. Even though the standards keep changing over the years, usually based on what is most difficult to achieve. In times of famine, generous flesh is celebrated, while in times of caloric plenty, regardless of those calories' nutritional quality, thinness is revered. But all your life, especially if you're a woman, you've been left in no doubt as to where, on the scale of acceptability, you fit in. There is a very good and very disheartening possibility that you don't. In America, for most of the past 60 years, the message you've most likely gotten is that you have more mass than you have any right to lay claim to. If you were only smaller, if you showcased your clothes by demanding no more from them than does a clothes hanger, if your belly was flat, and if your thighs never met, ah, then you would be fine. You would be in accord with the many examples offered to you so relentlessly by media and advertising. You would be happy. You would be desired. Famished and fatigued, sure, but never mind. It's worth a lot to be loved, isn't it? And yet, you hunger. Your body insists on asserting its needs. Well, I have found the answer to this dilemma. Because I have walked for decades in your pinching shoes. I have done my level best to mute my appetite, my stubborn desire to feel satisfied. Name a diet, I've probably been on it. Low carb, low fat, low calorie, and primarily, low food. All of them have been a struggle until I hit on the one that removes all effort, a method that requires no measuring, tracking, counting, or even thinking about it. All it requires is catastrophe. It's hardly easy, but it is simple. You just need to have your life upended by a devastating loss, or financial ruin, or a health crisis, something like that. Your choice of trauma is up to you. Well, not really. The point is, with your psychic rug violently wrenched from under your feet, you'll almost certainly find your appetite, normally so shamefully hearty, suppressed below perception. Within weeks, months at the most, you will discover your body has dwindled down to that magic number, quite without effort. You're freaked out and miserable, but hey, you're at your happy weight. Welcome to the trauma diet. Granted, I've only tested this a few times in my life, and the necessary conditions, the sudden death of a loved one, health crises, other life upheavals, they're difficult to replicate. But the effectiveness rate so far has been 100%. When you're bludgeoned by trauma, your nervous system buzzes like a high-tension wire, Your digestive system goes into escrow while your entire organism reels. You can forget about your keto regimen or your point system. The pounds will simply melt away. Your life or your health may be a wreck, but you'll be able to slink right inside those jeans that you haven't been able to wear since the last setback. Things have gone to hell in your world, but you have a thigh gap. Will the pounds return? Alas, yes. Your dearly bought svelte state may last weeks or months, sometimes even years. In my experience, duration seems to track with the severity of the causal disaster. But eventually, as you recover your health, security, trust, and interest in life, your metabolism-hyping chronic stress will begin to wear away. Sooner or later, with encroaching inner peace and contentment, comes encroaching flesh. Your body will go back to insisting on satisfaction, and unless you wage an unending war with its signals, you'll be shoving those tiny jeans to the back of your closet again. Now, if you ingested body shaming and judgment with your earliest meals, as so many of us have, those messages still reverberate in your psyche, whether or not you consciously agree with them. But should you end up on the trauma diet, it will only take you a couple of rounds before you experience a breakthrough. Maybe, if you're lucky and resolute, you'll only need to go through it once. What I'm referring to is a small, quiet, powerful epiphany, one which would seem obvious to anyone who hasn't struggled with weight or self-image, but to you, it will be revolutionary. This will be when you realize that, if that's what it takes to get to that magic number on the scale, the problem isn't you, it's the scale. Shove your scale into the back of your closet with your skinny jeans, or throw them both out, and welcome to your freedom. Feed yourself with good food and kindness, and have fun making friends with your body, at long last. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Here's a Thought with Jan M. Flynn. If you like what you hear, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, leave a positive review or a star rating, and share the show with your friends. You can learn more about me and read my posts at janmflynn.net. And until next time, may you never go on the trauma diet, and may all your thoughts be good ones.